He stated he does have a current business downtown, and he expects similar traffic and vehicle counts. I would like to see an actual proposal of what that looks like and break it down. How much of his business is local business? How much of it is tourism? Because that directly affects what comes out into our community. Locals take care of the area a whole lot better than tourism. As we all know, tourism brings trash and usually crime. While this is only one business, the crime rate may not go up. That is also a risk that my family and our neighbors do not want to take. If he can present that information, that would be great. Because as he stated right below that, we do not see this increasing any noticeable impacts of traffic. But we haven't done any traffic studies of his business, and we have no information to back that up to prove that there will not be any impacts outside of word of mouth. When we're talking about environment, he said they're going to go above and beyond to have little impact on the environment and hope to improve it. Has there been an environmental study done on that property to see how many animals vacated? Can the proposed tell us what animals frequent that property? I doubt it. But me and our neighbors guarantee can tell you that there are multiple deer, turkey, foxes that run that property on a regular basis. And wildcats, we actually have eagles that land there on a regular basis as well, depending on the migration of the year. That will all be affected by putting in a business because those animals will not be able to take their normal paths. And the normal path, which you cannot see on here, is there is actually a little creek that runs between my parents and our neighbors that flows right under and around the ditch. The deer walk through that area up into the woods, up towards 176, if you will. That is the exact location he is proposing a building that they would have to be walking through. On the environmental, and then he said neighborhood impact. We'll do everything we can to minimize all potential impacts on the neighborhood. Well, there isn't really a neighborhood, it's just our community and the surrounding properties. But as you've heard from all of us, we not just have traffic concerns or concerns about bringing in a business, we have just concerns about what it's going to do to our area. We all picked those lands 30 years ago and sometimes further, as we've heard, because it's not in Branson. It's not near retail stores. That is what brings the piece of the Ozarks that we love to us. While putting in one retail store may not do that right away, having a C2 does not stop any other retails from coming in and offering him an absurd amount of money and building whatever they want to there. That greatly affects all of us that not just live in Walnut Shade, but also in the surrounding areas of Walnut Shade who are going to run into the similar situation as Branson continues to try to expand outward. We would like to completely oppose a C2, especially based on this proposal, as there is not near enough information to justify that large of a jump. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Next row, anyone else sign up to speak on this application?
My name is Cole Currier. I'm a 17-year resident of Walnut Shade at 167 Jacks Hollow Road. Jeremiah is actually a high school classmate of mine. We went to Branson High School together. And over the last few years, had an opportunity to work with he and Jessica on representing them in some real estate transactions. I've watched some of the things that they've done, starting with Jeremiah's first entrepreneurial effort, a car wash when we were both in high school, which was a success. And he has continued to work hard to do some really cool things since then. He's created multiple successful businesses over his career. And he and Jessica really make a great team. I understand concerns that people have when there's a new commercial proposal. But this isn't a story of big city developer comes to Walnut Shade to build a Dollar General. This is a hometown boy that's doing something really special for the community. And everything that I've seen them do, including their store downtown, has honored history and has, in fact, the buildings that they have downtown, they took away all of the 80s and 90s interior infill that had been added, and they exposed all of the original architecture of the buildings and really made something special. That's the way I view this for my community of Walnut Shade, is that this will honor our community and enhance it. And I'm a believer in local entrepreneurs doing great things in local business, and I believe that the Froilands will do just that.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak? Jeremiah, you want to come back up?
Sure. Am I just answering questions? Or
I think
it's on a highway. Most of the traffic is going to be coming from the west, from 65. I don't think most are going to be meandering out from the east. If I were to take a shot in the dark, 70% of our business is locals. We have 30% that travel from hours and hundreds of miles away to come to our store downtown. It is a highway, so I don't think that we have 25, 30 spaces downtown at our parking lot downtown, so I don't think that the traffic impact from that will have much of an effect on a highway. Because it is a highway, it's not a little county road, it's not some residential neighborhood, it's a highway. Anything that we want, we want to be good stewards, we want to be good neighbors. Somebody asked earlier, I just pointed out, this is where we planned on building our home, outside of that area. That was our plan in this, so it wouldn't be on the commercial part of this and over there. We're going to live there and work there. This is our long-term vision. We're active owner operators. We're not going to be these aren't investors from all across the state or something like that. We live and work here just like we do downtown. We give our heart and soul into our building and our store downtown, trying to make it something really cool. We wouldn't I'd never do anything that would make it worse. That's not our personality, is to go in and make something shoddy and tacky and tawdry or anything like that. It's And it's, addressing the unsure of everything. We are unsure until, it's on a floodplain, until we get actual, until you get approval, that you're not going to spend $20,000 to say this might work and then bring it to you guys and, no, we don't, we're not going forward with that. So it is kind of fluid because we just don't know with the floodplain and all that stuff and getting approval where we stand on all that stuff. But
I have one question.
Yeah.
How did you plan to access this home site?
Leave that to me. That's if somewhere over through the creek doing a low water bridge or something like that. But that I don't think that's in the scope of what this is though either for the commercial part of it.
Well,
because there's a hundred ways you can access that. So I don't know if that's necessarily. I've been told before from Dwight and those guys that you could access it from behind, but I don't know if that. That we'll get to there when we get to that point, I think.
Any questions for the applicant? Directly? Any discussion amongst ourselves?
Is there any reason he couldn't do a conditional use for a commercial business on A1?
So how I looked at this is retail sales general. Retail sales and service general on our list. I couldn't really match that use with something else in all of our deal. And then the uses, the zoning districts that have that available, of course, is O. I mean, you could try to rezone the office. You can just do those sales in the office. It's going to limit your commercial use a lot. We can look at that. C1, C2, and M1. Those are the four zoning districts that allow by right retail sales and service general. We don't have any conditional use zoning districts that he could apply for a conditional use in A1. I looked at that real hard.
Seems to me like the floodplain overlaps an awful large portion of this land.
It does.
That would limit building.
Any other comments, questions? Sir, you had an opportunity to speak. This isn't a question and answer session. You had your time. Jeremiah, go ahead and stay up until we get to the vote.
Sorry.
Any other questions? Comments? And again, what we're doing here is this would be a recommendation to the Taney County Commission. And just for everyone in the audience to know, so that we can have a true up or down vote, The motion will be to recommend approval that we'll be seeking so that we can either vote yes or for or against that application. So that's the process that we work with. So if you hear approval, that just means we're getting the motion on the floor to vote it up or down, just for everyone's reference. So any further comments? Do we have enough information that anyone feels comfortable making a motion so that we can get to a vote and further discussion? Or do we need more information?
How hard would it be to show me a zoning overlay for that particular area?
To put the zoning layer on?
Yeah.
One click. Questions on that? Or, I mean, of course, this is C2. This is your convenience store. This is the storage unit property. This was what was a convenience store. Maybe, I don't remember if restaurant or something, maybe a Mexican restaurant one time. And that's why that's C2. And then A1, these are the blues, RR1, large lotted subdivision. That's what you see on your zoning layer there.
Any other questions or information to get us to a point where someone will make a motion so we can have discussion and a final vote?
Well, I feel like a whole lot of it is in a floodplain. There could be some stuff built on it, without a doubt, but to go in and properly assure it and take care of the other items, I just don't feel like there's enough room there for any kind of substantial development. I would vote for denial. Make a motion in that effect.
Well, the motion we need is a motion specific for approval so that we can vote it up or down based on what we agreed to a few months ago. Now, you can give your feedback before we get to that motion, but that's what was agreed upon a few months ago for us.
Yeah, but that's when we have the final decision. In this case, we're recommended to the county commission.
Yes, this is a recommendation only.
So could we not recommend a denial and vote?
That's what I meant. I thought we had that ability.
I know we talked about that. Mm-hmm. We have to recommend for since this is that the same. It's the same scenario.
It can be. I mean, you're making a motion to deny and passing a positive
for a motion for them not to approve. If you make a motion to approve this, to bring it on the floor, again, the true way that parliamentary procedure is supposed to be done, before you even heard one bit of testimony, I make a motion we approve this project. Second. Okay, and then we'd have done everything we just did. The chairman would have said, we have a motion on the floor currently. Nobody ever does that, but you guys have done a good job the last couple of meetings that you make that positive motion. Now, you vote for that motion if you want it to pass. You vote against it if you don't want it to pass. Now, I can't say you have to not make a motion to deny.
I just kind of wondered since the scenario was a little bit.
Yeah. In our order, in our resolution, we'll just put a motion to approve was made and seconded, and it did not pass. Basically, the Planning Commission does not make recommendation because the motion to recommend approval did not pass.
If it doesn't, then you need a motion to approve.
That makes it cleaner.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay.
So we got the motion and the second on the floor. And then I've got to read the specific motion. So the motion to recommend approval of application 23-012 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Jeremiah Froyland for the parcels located at parcel 05-8.0-34-000-000-010.000. 7436 U.S. Highway 160 to be rezoned from A1